South Carolina to the Sweet 16 for the 12th time, behind the 26th straight double-double for Aaliyah Basu. A sweet win in Columbia today.
When women's basketball's number one overall seed, South Carolina, takes the court in the Sweet 16 tonight after blowing out their first two opponents by an average of 37 points, SC coach Dawn Staley will be looking to take another step towards her second national title. But behind the mic at this tournament is a trailblazer of her own with a completely singular connection to Staley.
Finding the hot hand on the floor, moving the basketball. That helped the offense work for South Carolina.
Carolyn Peck, or Coach Peck as most call her, became the first black woman to coach a team to an NCAA basketball title with Purdue in 1999. So today, we tell the story of how Carolyn Peck actually invited Dawn Staley to become the second member of an all-too-exclusive club, and how a shred of nylon net connects them across the decades. I'm Pablo Torre. It's Friday, March 25th. This is ESPN Daily. Carolyn Peck, you are extraordinarily busy right now. You're calling games for the women's NCAA tournament. But for so many years, you were Coach Peck, and you found yourself in the middle of what you had hoped would be a bunch of title runs. What is it actually like to be leading one of these teams right now?
You don't sleep. That's the biggest thing that I remember is lack of sleep, because as much as you try to tell yourself you need to get rest as a coach, you go, you lie in bed, you're replaying what happened in the last game. You're looking and thinking about, okay, how can I do this better? Or what is the strategy of the other team? What do they do that you've got to stop? And what do you do to try to make sure that they can't stop what you've already worked on all season long? But you know what? You just think about when April gets here, mid-April, you can sleep then. Right now, look, it is when to keep playing. You want to keep dancing this time of year.
Yeah. I mean, Carolyn, you have coached, for the record here, at a bunch of places, right? I mean, you coached under the legendary Pat Summitt at Tennessee. You coached at Kentucky, at Florida, in the WNBA, at your alma mater, Vanderbilt, where you also played. You were Miss Basketball growing up in Tennessee, the best player in the state. But in this whole cycle that we're talking about, I actually want to take you back in specific to 1999, to the end of the road for that season, because that is when you yourself were coaching Purdue in the national championship. How vividly do you remember that game today?
Well, to be honest with you, after we won the game and won the national championship, I had not gone back to watch it until a couple of years ago, and my husband pulled it up on YouTube. It all comes back to you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the San Jose Arena for tonight's national championship game of the 1999 NCAA.
Playing Duke, being behind at the half.
Duke shooting 39% with 11 turnovers. Purdue only 29%. They are 0-for-6 from three-point range.
Going into the locker room, my coaches are like, we need to do this, we need to do that. And it was like a panic of fury. And for some reason, a calm came over me, and I go, I know exactly what I'm going to say to the team. And I walk out in the locker room, and Stephanie White and Nukari Figgs are sitting, the two captains, right in front of me in the middle. And I looked at them and I said, you guys know what? We're exactly where we want to be. And they looked at me like I had a third eye in the middle of my head because they're like, we're behind. What are you talking about? And I said, I'm going to remind you of the Elite Eight last year, and we had the lead against Louisiana Tech, and they took it from us. And we're about to do the same thing to Duke. And Kari and Steph jumped up, and they used some flowery language, but they went, blank, yeah. And I knew from that point on, I really didn't have to do a whole lot. They locked in, they turned up the defense, and won the championship.
Wow, Purdue made some history tonight. They are the first Big Ten school to win a women's NCAA basketball title, and Carolyn Peck, as Annie said, is the first Black woman to win a national title. 45 second half points by Purdue. They got it done.
Do you remember realizing that you had made a very particular bit of history yourself at the time it happened?
At the time it happened, I did not. You know, you're on a grind and you're just going from one game to the next. And walking off the court, a reporter grabbed me and asked me, Carolyn, what does it feel like to be the first Black woman to win a national championship? And I hadn't thought about it. And then when that question hit me, then I thought being the first meant there would be others to come. And I also thought about the coaches, the Black coaches before me that had broken ground in Vivian Stringer and Marianna Freeman and Marion Washington that had proved that Black women could coach and be successful. And I think that because of that, then it allows opportunities for other administrations to give Black women an opportunity to coach this game. And that's what Purdue had done for me.
So you make history as a coach, Carolyn. Your team gets the hero's welcome back at Purdue. You get a trip to the White House to meet then President Clinton. And you then go on to coach in the WNBA with the new franchise, the Orlando Miracle. But from there, I think it's worth noting this, your story kind of fades, right? And it fades because the second Black woman to coach your team to an NCAA championship does not come along until 18 years later in 2017 when Dawn Staley wins it with her South Carolina Gamecocks. And of course, they happen to be the number one overall seed again this year. But I just want you to take us back here for a second. When did Dawn Staley first get on your radar?
Well, because I cover a lot of the teams in the Southeastern Conference, and one of which was South Carolina. As I continued to cover them and watch how Dawn interacted with her team, I just noticed something special about, and I just thought, she's got that it. Every time I talked to Dawn, she talked about making a difference. And that was both on and off the court. And I could tell she coached the same way she played as a point guard. Her job as a point guard was to make everybody around her be successful in the position that they are. And so in watching her put all of this together, it made me really feel like Dawn had that it to make it happen. I remembered when Tennessee won the national championship in 1996, I had gone to Kentucky, but I was at the Final Four in 96, and I was sitting with a lot of the friends that I have from the University of Tennessee.
That's it. Tennessee has won the national championship.
When they won the championship and the team was on the floor celebrating, they knew that I was there and they waved for me to come down on the court with them. And so I'm standing down there and Passion Thompson climbs the ladder and I see her cut two pieces of the net.
This is Passion Thompson, who was playing center for Tennessee at the time.
She came down off that ladder. She walked over to me and she gave me that second piece. And she said, Coach Peck, I want you to keep this until you win one of your own. I can't even tell you what I felt in that. She felt enough confidence in me that one day that could possibly happen. I kept that piece of net. I tied it on my shoe. And even if I changed tennis shoes, the first thing that I did on a new pair of shoes is put that old piece of the net from Passion Thompson on those new pair of shoes. And so I remembered, wow, that was a goal. It was kind of like that carrot. I could look at it every single day.
This is a thing that motivates you, that pushes you forward to be your best self. I mean, in 2015, you approached Dawn Staley, and this is now a legend, a legitimate legend in women's basketball that I want people to understand here. but I'm not sure you intended for this to be such a public story. So can you explain what you did and why you did it?
Well, I was at practice covering South Carolina. I had the net with me. I cut a piece of the net and I took it with me. And after practice, I went over to Dawn and I just told her, I said, I have something for you. And I said, this is a piece of the national championship net when we won. And I want you to take it and keep it. And when you win your championship, then you can return it back to me. And then you can take a piece of your net and share with somebody else. She had a huge smile on her face and she hugged me and thanked me. And then in 2016, we were in Philadelphia together. We shared a car to the airport. And when we're getting ready to get out of the car, Dawn pulls out her wallet and she pulls out the piece of the net. And she said, see, I keep it with me everywhere I go. She just said, I kind of can't remember exactly, but it was like, I'm going to get it done. And I had no doubt that Dawn Staley would do exactly that.
All right, coming up, how Dawn Staley kept spreading the ball around and setting up others in a manner that surprised even you.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with the smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky. 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
So, Carolyn, you just told us the story about how in 2015 you privately gave Dawn Staley a section of the net that you yourself had cut down back in 1999 with Purdue when you became the first Black woman ever to win a NCAA championship. And I asked you before already how well you remember your own title game in 99, but how vividly do you remember the women's national championship game in April 2017?
Oh, I can tell you exactly where I was. On an outdoor patio, and we had asked to be at a table where there was closest to where we could control the TV, where nobody could come in and say, can you change this to another channel? This was established as ours. We were at a restaurant in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, at a place called the Poorhouse. And it was a beautiful day. And we were so excited that we could be outside and watch the game.
The Bulldogs and the Gamecocks coming at you tonight from Dallas. Great to have you alongside Kara Lawson, Dave O'Brien, Doris Burke, and Holly Rowe for the national championship game. South Carolina at 32-4, and Mississippi State coming in with 34 wins, only four losses, but again, two of those came head-to-head against the Gamecocks. Tonight will be a different story.
And we're watching the game, and I'm seeing that South Carolina is going to win the national championship, and I start to cry. And I've got tears coming down my face, and we're jumping around, celebrating in the restaurant.
Their fans are starting to make some noise. They're going to party tonight here in Texas. Final 7 seconds. South Carolina. A spectacular performance. And South Carolina has won the national championship.
And then my phone starts blowing up. And I'm like, what is going on? Because I hadn't seen the press conference. And people are saying, that's so cool that you gave Dawn the piece of the net.
Carolyn Peck, a few years ago, when she was commentating, she gave me a piece of her net, her national championship net. And she told me to keep it. And I've had it in my wallet for years. And she said, when you win your national championship, just return it. And, you know, I'm going to have to pass a piece of my net on to somebody else so they can share and hopefully accomplish something as big as this.
And I had no idea that she was going to take that piece of the net to the press conference and reveal to the world a very private moment that I thought was just shared between the two of us. Well, you know, as a broadcaster, you want to be impartial, but I wasn't working that day. And so, you know, I knew how close Don had been in 2016 and had fallen short, got beat earlier and didn't make it, you know, to the Final Four. And so in knowing her and knowing how badly, because remember, Don fell short at Virginia as a player. And I think that has always been a driving force for her. She wanted that elusive national championship. And I knew that about Dawn. So
yeah, she had lost in the national title game as that Virginia point guard that you mentioned.
Exactly. And so in seeing that she was finally going to achieve one of her life's goals as a basketball player, and now as a coach, that she was going to be able to climb that ladder and cut the piece of her own net. Like, I felt that for her, and I'm an emotional person. So, you know, the tears were flowing. I mean, I'm crying. Forget the mascara. It's coming down because I was so happy for her. I mean, you'd have thought that I won another one because I could imagine what she was feeling as she was winning that championship and understanding what she had accomplished now. We had a show going on. We were hugging, celebrating, jumping up and down, so happy that she had won the championship.
So what did Dawn decide to do? Who did she decide to give her national championship net to from there?
She couldn't decide on one person to give her piece of the net to and decided to make even a bigger splash. And she gave it to over 70 African-American coaches, female coaches, Division I, to be their motivation, their inspiration. And it's Dawn's way of paying it forward. So she gave it across the board to every Black female coach in Division I, and put a card in it. It's in a small plastic little square box. And you could see the exuberance on their face and how much that meant to them to hold, to be able to tangibly touch a piece of that national championship net.
It is a little piece of nylon that goes a long way to help people, particularly Black female head coaches, perfect their journeys.
And our ESPN producers, Carolyn, actually got a few of those coaches to reflect on what it was like to open that package from Dawn Staley and what they found inside.
That piece of the net, it means so much. It says, I see you. I know you're working. I know that as a Black coach, you have the odds stacked up against you. I know that there are challenges, but I want to give you hope.
It sends a message of camaraderie. It sends a message of we all share and carry this burden. The burden of being elite and being excellent did not fall on the shoulders of just one Black coach. And that's how it feels sometimes.
And those coaches also read aloud from that card you mentioned, the one that Dawn included in her gift to them.
So many thoughts and emotions coursed through me.
I struggled to pick just one other coach
to keep the tradition alive.
Until I realized I didn't want to pick just one. Looking at the net, the strings knotted together to form a crucial piece of equipment in our game. I realized that's what we as Black women head coaches are.
So I pick all of you to receive this piece of our 2017 National Championship net.
It's something that I assume, Carolyn, you did not see coming. What did you think when you saw this whole operation unfold?
Well, when Dawn gave me back the piece of the net that I had given her, we were in Virginia Beach at a Boo Williams tournament, a recruiting exposure camp. And she's like, okay, who are we going to give it to next? And we were sitting there talking and thinking, and there were a lot of options.
Yeah.
And so it was like, how do you just pick one? And she said, we got to think about that. Well, Don went back and thought about it bigger than I could have even imagined. I mean, she took it and just, but that's who Don is. When the COVID shutdown happened, you saw Don getting out and delivering food and water and trying to help others that maybe couldn't get out. Like, that's just who she is. It's never about her. It's how she can make somebody else have that special good feeling.
Like a point guard, in other words.
Exactly. Like a point guard.
And so ever since, Carolyn, I mean, Don's profile has only gotten bigger, right? I mean, we're talking about not just the sport that you cover, but also like in the Olympics. She made the Final Four last year, went right into her role as head coach for Team USA, won gold in Tokyo at the Tokyo Games. How would you describe just her role in the game right now? Like, what does she mean to women's basketball?
She's the icon of women's basketball. You know, the thing that I love about Dawn is you know exactly what she's thinking. And, you know, I had the privilege of working and starting coaching for Pat Summitt. And Pat was that way too. And when she had a strong feeling about something, she spoke out about it. And it wasn't just about Tennessee, but it was about the landscape of women's basketball. And I see that in Dawn as well. It's bigger than just the University of South Carolina. It's about the whole landscape of basketball in general. And then she's expanded beyond that because, I mean, you look at how supportive she is of all the different sports on the campus of South Carolina. I follow her on Twitter, and she's at just about every sporting event that South Carolina has. And it's a great demonstration to coaches across the country of if you want to get support, you got to give support. And Dawn doesn't do it to get support. That's who she is. She just supports others. And I think when others see that, they go, you know what? I want to support her. When I walk into anywhere, Columbia, South Carolina, they want to talk about Dawn Staley. She has ingrained herself in that community and throughout that whole state.
Up next, what it will take for Dawn Staley to cut down yet another net.
Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot. Taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code DAILY. That's code DAILY. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
And Carolyn, you saw this South Carolina team up close and personal, right? Because you just covered their game on Sunday, where they basically choked out Miami. I mean, held them to 33 points to make the Sweet 16, Carolyn. Before that, by the way, they blew out Howard 79-21, a score that I thought was fake when I first saw it. And what have you been seeing from this team?
They find a way to win. They've got that refuse to lose mentality. I have seen South Carolina win in so many different ways. I've seen them win where they've dominated in the paint, and they don't allow your team to come into the paint because they have tremendous shot blockers. They have in every game, pretty much all season long, dominated the glass rebounding-wise. They've had games where guards have been on and hot, and Destiny Henderson and Zaya Cook and Bree Bill have been knocking down shots, and then there have been games where the guards maybe weren't knocking it down, but they were able to defend well enough to win the ball game. And I think it's just that refuse to lose mentality, and they just find a way to get it done.
What do you see as the biggest problem for Dawn Staley cutting down another net?
Well, I really thought Miami was going to be a huge problem because that was a game where the offense faltered a little bit, but the defense was in their bag and they were able to defend. And so now looking at a North Carolina team that they've got to play in Greensboro, that's going to be a battle of the border. That game's going to be fun. If they get by North Carolina, would either be an Iowa State or a Creighton? Well, of all the teams that are left in the NCAA tournament, these two teams lead the pack in 3 points attempted, 3 points made, and 3-point percentage. So again, another team South Carolina is going to have to defend away from the basket.
You mentioned at the very top of our conversation how this is sleepless time for coaches like Dawn right now. And I'm just curious, like, what's your relationship like as you're watching these games unfold? Will you text? Will you talk? Do you leave her alone? What's the approach as a coach-to-coach kind of matter?
Oh, no. Right now, I'm a commentator, and she coaches at South Carolina. So, no, there's really not. I am impartial. I just want great games. I got the best job in the country because I get to sit back, watch great basketball, and talk about it. I get to do my own strategy on the sideline that has nothing to do with the game, but what I see is going to happen and see if it all comes to fruition.
So, Carolyn, at the very end here, as you trace the trajectory of your career and now Dawn's and the evolution of the game that you love, that you still lose sleep over, what do you see? What do you want people to know here?
The most important thing about Dawn Staley is not that she's the second African-American woman to win a national championship, but that the administration at South Carolina did their research and they went out and they really got to know Dawn. And Dawn has talked about how important it is in hiring of women's basketball coaches. We would love to see more African-American women get those opportunities. But a lot of times it doesn't happen. And I think a lot of that is because administrators just don't know the candidates that are out there. Because on the women's side, we need to do a better job of really following and understanding, instead of just winning the press conference of who is the hot name, but really what can these coaches do? Because a lot of times Black coaches are labeled that recruiting coordinator and they say, well, she can coach or she can recruit, but can she coach? Well, if you really dig down and do your homework, you can find out that she can. And when you hire them, don't just look at the salary that you're going to pay them, but the resources that you're going to put around her to help her to be successful, to allow her the salary base to pay the top assistant coaches to help her in recruiting and game planning and marketing and everything else that goes along with creating a successful program, not just a successful team, but a successful program.
Carolyn Pack, a name everyone should research still. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Pablo.
I'm Pablo Torre. This has been ESPN Daily. Our show is produced by Bradford Craig, Alexander Hyacinth, Mike Johns, Ryan Nantel, Mike Philbrick, Andy Tennant, Eve Tro, Chris Tumanello, and Aaron Vail. Special thanks this week to Jen Chaffetz, Andre Soto, Christian Gardner, Abu Kamara, and Jackson Ugelo. I'll talk to you Monday.